and now founding member of the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, Nelson Peary.
Howard Zinn is perhaps the best equipped person to restate the reality of economic classes in our country and to call for workers to defend themselves against their increasing exploitation. Howard, a great historian and a great writer, is a working class intellectual. He has remained true to his class and knows of what he speaks. In his speech, after showing the deteriorating economic conditions of our class, Howard draws the conclusion that this situation can only be rectified by sweeping social and economic changes in the country. He is quite right. The situation is far past aspirin and band-aids. With 30% of humanity now existing on less than a dollar a day, it is only a matter of time until this contagion of poverty, which is also in the United States, expands in a big way and forces the people to grapple with the necessity of these sweeping economic and social changes. If I could quote a little Shakespeare, "Ah, there's the rub." It is relatively simple for a consolidated, powerful ruling class to take advantage of changes in the production to enrich themselves beyond the wildest dreams of kings and conquerors. It is quite another thing to unhorse this entrenched political and financial oligarchy in order to make these much-needed changes. The outlines of the inevitable struggle for change are already clear. Globalization is creating two growing, deadly antagonistic classes of super-rich and indescribably destitute. Economic and political struggles have already begun. As the storm clouds gather, serious revolutionaries begin to plan and strategize, begin to take the steps to guarantee that the inevitable changes are not going to be co-opted by this insatiable ruling class and used to drive us into another millennium of poverty and oppression. Some 5 years ago, we formed the League of Revolutionaries for a New America to help prepare the American people for this inevitable world historic struggle. Looking backward, our thinking was simple. The level of automation made possible by computers is creating a new mode of production, that is, creating an economic revolution. Looking at history, we see that every economic revolution has destroyed the social and political order that rested upon and expressed the previous economic relations. We concluded that an economic revolution inevitably brings about social revolution. Social revolution has two stages. First, social destruction, and secondly, social reconstruction. We cannot stop the social destruction occurring as we speak, because it is the result of changes in production. The real question is, what kind of society will take the place of the one leaving the scene? We can do something about this aspect of social revolution. This is what revolutionaries should be about. The problem of the left is all the organizations seem to be totally involved in the struggle to stop the social destruction, to fight back. Few, if any, appear to be paying any attention to the real question. How do we, that is, the decent people, the socially responsible people, create the force to achieve the power to reconstruct American society in the interest of the people? The starting point is, what kind of society is possible? What is possible is determined by the productive capacity of the new machinery of production. Automation, that is, production by robots, means that we can end toil, create such abundance that privilege and oppression will end. But first we must own these marvelous instruments. First comes the vision of a world without the exploitation, the racism, the hatreds that arise from the struggle over scarcity. This vision is of a communal, a communist society based on abundance. Next, we must determine what are the social forces that can make reality of this possibility. People are forced to move by changing circumstances. Which way they move and how they move is determined by what they think is in their best interest. Is there a powerful or potentially powerful social force that can be won over to this vision? Yes, there is. Automation is forcing ever greater numbers of people out of production and out of the relations of capitalist society. Automation is creating a whole new social class. This new class is composed of the part-time, the minimum wage, the temporary workers. It is composed of the unemployed, the homeless, all those created by the invasion of robotics. This class has no attachment to the capitalist system. They are also woefully backward politically. The natural political demand of this new class is that wageless production, that is to say production without wages, be distributed according to need rather than money. To be effective, they must deeply understand their own demands. As backward and diffused as it is, This is the force of the program to rally the American people for the great task of social reconstruction. The task of awakening and politicizing this mass, the task of rallying society around their demands, is too great for a sectarian ideological organization. This moment of history demands an organization of a new type. Since this social revolution is objective, it belongs to everyone. In order to work within such a developing revolution, we must have an organization that is open to everyone who is willing to fight for the political demands of this new class. We face a gigantic task. This country has always been the most anti-communist country in the world. To make matters worse, two generations have grown up under McCarthyism and the Cold War. The political left took one look at this task of educating the people and turned to practical organizational struggles. Yet, nothing can be done unless the people change their minds. We need an organization that will address this task. We need more than an organization of people who believe in revolution. We need an organization of revolutionary propagandists. We need an organization that will hold forums, get on the radio and television, stay on the internet, soapbox on the street corners. An organization that will use every means, every incident of oppression, to explain class and class liberation to the people. Today, most people know that great change is underway. No longer do we need to fight for change. That is happening. The question is, who will control that change? Will it be under the command of a ruthless international financial oligarchy? They will throw us into a new electronic dark age, where the people, barely necessary to the ruling class, will be fenced out of the good life. Controlled by international fascism, we will be left to rot in ignorance and disease. Or will we, the people, control that change? We will create the world visionaries have longed for. We will create a world at peace with itself, a world of plenty for all, a world where we can live and love and create without fear. We are the creators of history. It is up to us. If you share this vision, join us. The doors are open.
If you'd like more information about the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, you can contact us at 1-800-691-6888.